I'm pretty sure you're not meant to be here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I didn't think you'd hear me. But still, you're not meant to be here. This is staff only. And you definitely don't work here. Oh no, you're not working. Because you don't work here. I know everyone who works here. I know every face, and I definitely do not know yours. As pretty as it is. So you are working. Why do the pretty ones always lie? Okay, I'll bite. If you're working, what exactly are you doing? You're standing in the middle of a corridor where you're not meant to be, and you're looking for ghosts. You're a ghost hunter. Oh, what a pity. Ah, it's just ghost hunters. They are the bane of this hotel's existence. This used to be somewhere grand, somewhere special. And now it's just a freak. No one comes here for the hotel. They come to hunt the ghosts. Do you know how insulting that is? This hotel has been in my family for hundreds of years. Yes, I did say in my family. What's my name? That's very forward of you, ghost hunter. You can call me Miss Gardner. Why am I suddenly all formal? Well, before, you were pretty and charming and interesting. And now you're a ghost hunter. So I'm Miss Gardner. So tell me, have you found any ghosts? I'm sorry. It was rude to laugh, wasn't it? But can you really blame me? Of course you haven't found any ghosts. You never do. You ghost hunters. You come in all confident, all cocky, and oh, so annoying. You put down your traps. You calibrate your devices. And you just mess everything up. You see, a hotel runs to a clock. There's a schedule. But oh no. No, no, no. You're hunting ghosts, and that is far more important than the hotel. Only it's not. So, what clever devices do you have? Because I'm not seeing a lot of equipment. I'm only seeing you. You don't need equipment. Just what kind of ghost hunter are you? Oh, you're special. Definitely cocky and confident. So far, pretty much like every other ghost hunter I've ever met. What makes you special? You talk to dead people? Really? Really? That's new. That is definitely a gimmick I haven't seen before. So, tell me. Have you got any gossip from the ghosts? Have they told you any dirty secrets? Oh, there must be a lot. And it must be so juicy. You must know the history of the hotel. And if you can talk to ghosts, oh, I'm sure they'll tell you all kinds of things. So what have they told you? Oh, they haven't told you anything. But I thought you could talk to the dead. Something's stopping them. I'm sure it is. Because you definitely can talk to the dead. Absolutely. I'm not mocking you. I'm just, mocking you. So, let's get this straight. Because I'm not a ghost hunter like you, I don't know how it works. You can talk to the dead, but no one's talking, and you think it's because something is stopping them? Who could stop a ghost from doing anything? Surely a ghost is a ghost. Oh, there are different kinds of ghosts. What, like Casper and... I can't think of any other ghosts. Oh. There are dark ghosts. Bitter and twisted. That's a little rude. What makes a dark ghost so powerful, so evil, so dark and scary? That is a good theory. That's a very good theory. An evil life, a violent death. Bitterness, regret, anger, rage, jealousy, all of the above. Do you want to know my full name? I know. I was rude. And you are very attractive. And it's been a while since I talked to someone so attractive. My name is Evelyn Gardner. Ah. From your expression, I know that you've heard the name. Of course you have, you've done your research. You Yes. Oh, you're right. It's not really a name that anyone would want to carry on. But that's my name. And you're right about something else. You're not like the other ghost hunters. They were all fake. They never heard me. But you did. Because you can talk to the dead. And, that's not the last thing that you were right about. Someone was stopping the ghost from talking to you. I don't like it when they're chatty. I don't like it when they gossip. I never did. That's why I had to kill so many, you see. Because they weren't doing their job. But you are doing your job. Another thing you were right about, you were working. There is one thing that I was right about. You shouldn't be here. No one comes here because this is my place. This is where I died. Surely you know that. Again, your expression gives you away. That's why you're here. Hunting ghosts. You shouldn't have come here. But I'm glad you did. Oh, I'm so glad you did. Because now I have someone to talk to. I can't talk to the staff. It would be awkward. I murdered them after all. But you're not a member of staff. Though I did murder you too. Oh, you're not dead. You can just talk to dead people. Turn around. Just turn around. Ooh, that was quite a scream. First time you see your dead body, it's always a shock. It gets easier. I mean, it's not going anywhere. Because no one comes here. Because it's haunted. So, at least you're pretty. Nice to look at. Oh, how boring. How disappointing. You're doing the same panicked flailing that they all do. I guess being able to talk to the dead didn't prepare you for being dead. You're still thinking like a human. But don't worry. That will change too. As you watch your body rot, the decay has a way of the decay has a way of making you realize exactly where you are, what you are. So, Ghost Hunter. You never told me your name. It's okay, we have time. We have so much time. Because no one comes to this part of the hotel. Well, no one comes here and lives.